This is chapter 8, test. So here we go. All right, number one. What annual tax had to be paid before being qualified to vote? Is it A, a poll tax, B, a sales tax, or C, income tax? Two. Congress passed what clause that allowed anyone to vote as long as your father or grandfather was eligible to vote before January 1st, 1867? So A, a poll tax, B, a grandfather clause, or C, the voting discrimination clause? Three. What was the nickname of the law that states passed to segregate white and black people and public and private facilities? So A, Tim Byrd, C, Jim Crow, D, James Sparrow. Four. Who is the educational reformer who included kindergarten into the public school system and believed public schools were a great instrument to lift people into a civilized life? Is it A, Jane Addams, C, William Harris, or D, Bill Clinton? 5. Mexican laborers became the major labor force in the Southwest United States after what act gave government assistance for irrigation projects? Is it A, the Southwest Farming Act, B, the 1902 Reclamation Act, or D, the 2012 Farming Bill? 6. What riot was sparked after a young black male killed a police officer because the officer was harassing his wife? Is it A, the Chicago riot of 1940, B, the Detroit riot of 1905, or C, the New York riot of 1900? 7. Why is the date January 1st, 1867 important in the grandfather clause? A, it is when the poll tax was enacted. B, enacted a literacy test for voting. C, slaves gained their freedom on this date. 8. Who founded Tuskegee University in Alabama? Is it B, Booker T. Washington, C, W.E.B. Du Bois, or D, Martin Luther King Jr.? 9. What phrase was coined after the Supreme Court ruling in Plessy v. Ferguson? Is it A, unequal and together, B, different and united, or C, separate but equal? 10. What system bounded laborers into slavery in order to work off a debt to the employer? Is it A, an indentured servant, B, debt peonage, or is it C, slavery? 11. In which case did the U.S. Supreme Court rule that segregation was legal and did not violate the Fourth Amendment? Is it A, Plessy v. Ferguson, B, Tinker v. Des Moines, or C, Miranda v. Arizona? 12. What kind of test did you take if you were tested on your ability to read before going to vote? Is it A, a mathematics test, B, a poll tax, or C, a literacy test? 13. A primary or secondary school supported by a religious organization is called what? A, public school, B, a parochial school, or C, a charter school? 14. The policy or practice of separating people of different races, classes, or ethnic groups, as in schools, housing, and public or commercial facilities, especially as a form of discrimination. Is this A, racial etiquette, B, segregation, or C, the Separation Act? 15. Who founded the Niagara Movement? Is it A, W.E.B. Du Bois, B, Martin Luther King Jr., or C, Thomas Jefferson? So the next few questions are true and false. Mark A for true and B for false. So 16. African Americans who did not follow racial etiquette could face severe punishment that may include death. Mark A for true or B for false. 17. Thousands of adult immigrants attended night school to learn English and to qualify for citizenship. 18. Mexicans worked on the railroads because they were accustomed to the hot, dry climate. 19. Chinese immigrants did not face racism. 20. W.B. Du Bois was the first African American to receive a doctorate from Harvard University. When you are all done with your test, please put your name on it and turn it into the basket.